The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, the original and immortal stories of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, dramatized anew with Sir Ralph Richardson as Dr. Watson and Sir John Gielgud in the role of Sherlock Holmes.
Christmas in our London of the 1880s. With a sparkle round the gas lights and a glow on the hurrying passers-by laden with mysterious parcels. With candles, shop windows heaped with toys, with tinkling hansoms hastening past, with a million tall trees and a million tall drawing rooms. Christmas. And in the glow and glory of it, I called at Baker Street to see my old friend Sherlock Holmes. Compliments of the season, Holmes.
Who's that?
Compliments of the season, Holmes.
Oh, Watson, it's you. Good evening, how do you do?
Well, I must say that's a deuce cold greeting for the time of year. But don't you believe in the Christmas spirit?
Yes, of course I do, my dear fellow. It's only that I'm profoundly engaged. My mind was elsewhere. Close the door, Watson, and come in. There's a confounded din from the street. Yes, that's much better. Sit down, won't you?
Well, of course, if you're engaged, Holmes, I'd better not stay. I've still some visits to make to my patients.
No, of course. You know how glad I always am to have you, old friend, to discuss my problems with. Now, help yourself to a whiskey and soda, Watson.
Oh, thank you.
And just tell me what you think of that.
Think of what?
That. Hanging on the back of the chair there. I've been contemplating it for the last half hour.
Well, it's only a hat. A simple, hard, black hat.
Just so.
You best sit down with me by the fire and tell me all about it. And I'll brew some punch.
Excellent, excellent, Watson. You know where everything is, of course. And meanwhile, I'll tell you the tale of this hat, and I ask you to consider it, Watson, not as a battered old billycock, but as an intellectual problem.
Well, let me find the nutmeg grater first, and I'm ready. Well, here it is.
Well, then, you know Peterson, the commissionaire at the hotel on the corner?
But of course. Why? Is it his hat?
No, his trophy.
Huh? Trophy?
Well, he found it. The owner is unknown. It arrived here, Watson, in company with a fine fat goose, which I have no doubt at this moment is roasting merrily in front of the Petersons' fire.
Oh, well, a goose and a hat. No doubt the connection's obvious, but where have you put the lemons, my dear fella?
Lemons? Oh, try the gazogene stand.
No.
Oh, well, then that hideous bamboo smoking companion that Mrs. Hudson will insist on sitting down beside the sofa every afternoon.
Ah, yes, here we are.
Well, now the facts are these, Watson. Peterson, who's a very honest fellow, as you know, was returning about 4 o'clock this morning from some small seasonal jollification and walking homewards down the Tottenham Court Road.
Oh, stir the fire a bit, will you? My hands are full.
Certainly, Watson. Of course. In front of him, there in the gaslight, Peterson suddenly saw a tallish man with a stick walking with a slight stagger and carrying a white goose over his shoulder.
Uh-huh.
As he reached the corner of Warren Street, this man was suddenly set upon by a crowd of roughs. One of them knocked his hat off, and as he raised his stick to defend himself, he accidentally swung it against a shop window and smashed the glass.
Oh, well, what happened next, Holmes?
Well, Peterson, who was still wearing his commissionaire's uniform, rushed to the man's assistance. But the fellow, shocked at breaking a window and seeing a man in uniform running up to him, dropped his goose and took to his heels. The roughs did the same, leaving Peterson master of the field of battle. He brought both bird and hat to me. There was a card on the bird's leg with "For Mrs. Henry Baker" written on it, and the initials HB are written on the label inside the hat.
Uh-huh.
But of course there are some thousands of people named Baker in this great city of ours, So it has been my little occupation for this last hour or so to try and deduce the exact identity of this one.
From his hat?
Yes, Watson. The owner of this hat, Watson, highly intellectual, fairly well-to-do, but in the space of the last 3 years seems to have fallen on evil days. He used to have foresight, but he has less now than formerly. I suspect he's taken to drink, which would also perhaps account for the fact that his wife no longer loves him.
Oh, my dear.
Middle-aged, goes out little, has grizzled hair, which he anoints with lime cream, and has been to the barber's lately. It is also extremely improbable that he has gas laid on in his house.
Ah, oh, come on. No, you're surely joking.
Not at all.
I've seen you at this kind of thing before, of course. But this is going too far. His wife, Holmes. You said she'd stopped loving him.
The hat hasn't been brushed for weeks, my dear fellow.
Ah?
Well, when I see you, Watson, with such an accumulation of dust on your respectable headgear, I shall expect you to be returning to your old quarters here within the next day or two.
Oh, you know, you have an answer for everything. Wonderful, wonderful. Except the gas. The fact that there's no gas laid on in his house. Now, that really is impossible.
Not at all. One tallow stain, or even two, might come by chance. But when I see no less than five, I think there can be little doubt that the owner must be brought in frequent contact with burning tallow. Yes, he probably walks upstairs at night with his hat in one hand and a guttering candle in the other. Anyhow, he never got tallow stains from a gas jet. Satisfied?
Promise so. It's really, really most ingenious.
Elementary, my dear Watson.